Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station. Ozzie Guillen.
I'm the captain of the boat.
Former White Sox manager.
I mean, I don't know how much payment I watch.
Can I go to watch the All-Star game? Hell no.
Talking the latest around Major League Baseball. Ozzie Guillen.
Mully and Haw, Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score. They let Rahimi in for Mully today, and we are pleased to welcome Ozzie Guillen to the program. And Ozzie joins us on the Al Pamonte Ford Hotline, Al Pamonte Ford in Melrose Park. Good morning, Ozzie.
Good morning, Haw. How you guys doing? My sister, what's up?
Good morning, Ozzie. It's been too long, and it hasn't even been that long.
Hi, sister. How you guys doing?
It's fun to reunite you guys, Ozzie. First, let's start with what you're doing on the set. Where did you learn those dance moves? Those look very natural to you. Light on your feet, Ozzie.
Well, when I grew up, you start dancing before you do anything. Before you learn the ABC, you better know how to dance because that's common or culture. That thing is, I think it comes natural. You know, that you can dance in a group. They will bully you for the rest of your life.
I feel like that's very true. Ozzie, you've talked a lot to me on TV as well about the Sox need for a vocal leader in the clubhouse, a veteran presence to police. And Dallas Keuchel came out, as we know, said what he said, saying players need to take more professional at-bats, be more present. What did you think of not just what he said, but how the Sox came out after that and beat the Tigers 8-4?
Well, it's about time. We talked about that for the last couple of years. White Sox need a leader, a real leader, not just a guy, just be a leader when they're playing well. We think, you know, Bruce, he was the leader. He was the leader, but it was a different leadership. Bruce, not the guy going to be vocal. I think he's going to be a leader by example on the field. But I was very happy to see somebody call the players off the way he did. And that, to me, I don't think he just got there to say that. I think that it's been built. I think he's been having conversation with teammates. Maybe a couple of teammates told him about how they was dealing with that for the last couple of years. And finally, you see the team flat, and it, you know, you take a lot of responsibility. Call them out, the teammates, and especially when your teammate agree with you, that sound a lot better. That made me happy. Not because they win last night, it's just because finally somebody step up and do what they're supposed to do. When you're a veteran player.
Ozzie, when he criticized his teammates for not taking professional at-bats, I think a lot of people thought specifically he was talking about Eloy Jimenez. He might have been talking about others. When you watched the Sox on the night that Dallas Keuchel criticized them, did you see the same types of things and the same sort of lapses?
Well, it's funny because when, you know, a couple of weeks ago, we talked about how great the offensive team this team was. I think they have a lot of potential to do what they did last night. Obviously, Cleveland, Indians got a good pitching start. They slowed down a little bit. And I say in the air a couple of times, they will slow them down, but I don't think they can stop them. And they've seen the last couple of days. But, yes, I see when you don't score, when you don't do anything, you left a lot of people on base, it seems like you're flat. And obviously, it's not fun, especially when it's not fans in the ballpark. And you see the team more flatter than ever, and you cannot, you don't see anything. Everybody rooting for each other, and all of a sudden, okay, we're not hitting. We panic. Well, I don't say they panic, but they acting like it, because when they was hitting, they was jumping in the clubhouse, dugout, dancing in the clubhouse. You know, I mean, high five everyone. Then all of a sudden, a couple of days later, the bats disappear, and all of a sudden they also disappear with the attitude. I think the hardest thing in baseball is just go to the park every day and have to have the same attitude. And I don't think the White Sox, the last few years, they just go to the ballpark. Hopefully they can put numbers and win the game, the many games they can, and make the money. Now this year is a different monster. Very different. And I don't think they realize that too. When Keiko come from another team with the winning experience, winning attitude, and it was easy for him to find out something we're missing here. And I'm very, very glad they did it, because it seemed like everybody was taking it back, like, okay, just give it tomorrow. And remember, every game is important. Every at bat is important. Every pitch is important, because this, we can see, you know, you see the one day one team is in first place, next day another team is in first place. You'd be surprised. Marlins is in first place. Colorado is in first place. You know what I mean? Anything can happen in a short season.
Ozzie, you mentioned that runners in scoring position, and the Sox were really solid last night. 4-for-9 with runners in scoring position. Those are numbers that we don't normally get to see. And I said, yes, it is against Detroit, and it was against Tyler Alexander, Carson Fulmer. But what's the importance of trying to put together those at-bats and really keep that momentum going, even though their schedule is a little mixed up right now, given what's going on?
Well, you know, it's funny, Leila. It's funny because when you beat a team you're supposed to beat, it's not a big deal. But when you got beat by them, they make it a big deal. And it's not an easy place to win when you expect to win, and they pick you to win, and they pick you, you know, all over the Science, White Sox Fest. We are all excited. We all talk about this team. We all talk about this offense. I bet you, if the pitching was poor last couple of weeks or last week, people like, oh, you know, we don't have a good pitcher type. But all of a sudden, the offense, it was failing. And people, that's what people was talking about. And then I think every team, you got to go out there. You got to compete like it's the last game. No, you can turn it off and on when you're facing Cleveland and Minnesota. You got to stay in the same level no matter who you play against. I think the White Sox have easier schedule. You know what I mean? They're going to play Cubs. Cubs will be on fire, playing great baseball, very quietly, playing great baseball. And we don't know we're going to face San Luis. And we see, but their schedule is in favor of the White Sox. Hopefully they know that and they take advantage of that.
Ozzie, I saw you address this on the post game last night on NBC Sports Chicago. Ricky Renteria hinted that Yoan Moncada likely to get the day off today. What did you think about that decision and making it this early?
You know, I wish I was there to know better, because it happened one day to another. But, you know, I mean, I think Moncada is a very – I don't know what to say. He's a fragile guy. He need a day off once in a while. But it's time to those guys understand you got to play with soreness. Soreness, it can come from injury. And they had to, I don't know, maybe take care of themselves better. I know they are very good athletes. They take care of themselves better than we did. But, you know, I mean, it's only been playing how many games? 12 games, 14 games, and we give people day off. I thought this year it'd be 60 games. You play 60 games no matter what. And obviously we have a couple of days off, plus team can play because the corona. I against that, but I think Venturian know better than I do about his player. But in meanwhile, I think we start learn, you know, teach those guys just to be out there and perform. That's why I appreciate Hermes Snyder. I think White Sox miss him very much, to push the player to gear on the field and do the best they can. Obviously, like I say, you know me, Moncada rest today, will rest tomorrow. And he just 2 days to recover himself. Hopefully, after these 2 days, just go out there and play the rest of the season. It's not Moncada thing, everybody. You're supposed to be in the starting lineup. You should be there every day. The young talent, young team, I don't see why you have to take it, you know, take a day off. I know what Renteria say, well, you know, we push him to be in the opening day lineup, but you know, it's just like, well, that's their job, and hopefully they can be there every day.
Yeah, and that's something that you've brought up before too, Ozzie, when he's had days off before. What's the significance? Dylan Cease takes the mound. I know it's an early game on NBC Sports Chicago, 12:10 start. And you've been so positive when it comes to what Dylan Cease has as far as his stuff, his potential. He wasn't completely happy with his last one. He walked the leadoff hitter in 4 or 5 innings, but he still threw 5 shutout innings. What is your impression of Cease so far, and is he headed in the right direction even though he's had some trouble with the walks?
I think so. You know, first of all, I've seen him pitch. I talked to him just a little bit. I think he don't believe in himself. I don't think he believes in himself. He don't believe he got a good stuff. Maybe he hear about it, and the people talk about him. But I think when he's on the mound, he's a different guy. He got to attack his strike zone. To me, personal, maybe I'm wrong. I think he got the best stuff in that rotation, maybe 3 guys, because the rest of the guys, they don't count. The 3 guys, Keiko, Cholito, him, he got the best stuff. He's not the best pitcher, but he got the best stuff. You got to look up to Keiko, to Cholito, to approach them. I think, obviously, you got to see next to Keiko, talk to Keiko, pick his mind, how he think, how he attack people. Don't be afraid when you don't have good stuff. Go out there and do it. And every time this kid's on the mound, I think the White Sox go through 90 shutout because it's that good. But it's not what I say. It's not what I think. It's what he say. It's what he think. And I think it's time for him to move on. I think he's been pitching enough in the big league. I think he got enough innings to study better in the big league. And if he's not pitched well, I don't think White Sox going anywhere. Believe me, Cease got a piece good because only this 5 is number 2 guys. This 5 about 3 to 5 guys, and the number 4 and number 5, they don't have anybody yet, legit. And I think if Cease don't be what he's supposed to be, it will be hard for the White Sox to compete in that division right now.
Ozzie, before we let you go, Luis Robert has cooled off a little bit, 11 strikeouts in his last 24 at-bats. What are teams doing differently to get him out?
Well, you know, I mean, this is all about adjustment. You know, obviously, Major League Baseball talking about Robert day in and day out because he deserves that. He has a great, he start great, start unbelievable. And when you start talking about players and people look at, put attention to you and you go to the White Sox, not let Robert pitch, you make him chase the bad pitch. Try to select your best pitch to have. Because sometimes you're like, okay, I got to worry about that guy. I don't know who that Robert guy is. All of a sudden you find out what it is. They make an adjustment, the scout report, videos, all the stuff. Every day you got to come here. Every day is a battle, not because you have talent. You got to go by and cruise very easy in baseball. And I think that's what happened right now. I think right now people figure out how they're going to pitch to him. You got to be a little more patient, but not because it's slowed down. They're going to stop him. I think this kid is so good a talent. He has a lot of confidence. And you see him go to the plate with confidence. He's being the same guy, no smiling in their face. He go, everything is by his business. And like I say, they slow him down. I don't think they're going to stop him.
Great stuff, Ozzie. Thank you very much, and keep dancing.
Thank you. Bye, my love.
Thanks, Ozzie. Bye, my love. Good to hear from you.
Thank you for saying here about
it. Oh, man, it's coming through the phone lines, Layla. He loves you. His sister, he calls you. That was really sweet. You guys had a great rapport on – TV, and you have a great rapport on the air here, and you can see that he respects you and obviously likes you. Ozzie was great.
Yeah, I really enjoyed working with him, to say the absolute least. And we consider each other pretty much family, so it's always good to talk to Ozzie no matter what the situation. I did not think it was going to be this soon, and I really appreciate it.
That is the voice of Leila Rahimi. She is in for Mully today. Next, we will shift gears, talk to the Cubs pitching coach Tommy Hotovy, coming up next on Mully and Haw, Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score.
Chicago sports starts its day the Mully and Haw way. Mully and Haw are first to let you know what happened with your favorite Chicago team last night.
Every morning I look forward to putting on the radio, driving into work.
Trust Mully and Haw with your Chicago sports. Mornings 5 to 9.
You guys really are the best.
On 670 The Score, Chicago's number one sports station.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.